my pick this week is actually, I was lucky enough to get a review unit of the Modern Buckle from the fine folks at Apple. And I'm currently reviewing this. The review should go up on iMore hopefully later this week. But it has very, very quickly become my all-time favorite Apple Watch band. And I have tried on pretty much all of them now. It's also the most expensive, save for the link bracelet, of the Apple Watch bands. It's $249. But you know what? I have never worn a leather strap on a watch that I did not hate, because they're usually sweaty.
Yeah.
Or they're too heavy, or they just don't feel good on your wrist. And this thing feels like a sport band. I forget that I'm not wearing a sport band until I put on something nice. And then I'm like, oh, my watch actually matches my clothing, rather than, you know, it kind of pops out a little bit. I mean, I like wearing the white sport band, and I like wearing the black sport band, and I even like doing color combinations. But there's times and places for certain bands, and I really like the Modern Buckle. I liked it when I saw it at the preview, and I really like it now that I've gotten to spend some time wearing it. And also, it makes this nice little clicky sound. This is way too much fun to do. It's just a magnet like that. And you can just...
Yeah, it looks like it's a buckle. In fact, they even call it a buckle. But no, it's a magnet.
It is not a buckle. It looks like it. It's very pretty. Yeah. But no, there is no buckle in this unless you count the magnetic unclasping.
I think you can resize it like a quasi buckle if you want to change your wrist.
So on the inside here, this is the medium strap. These are all pretty small. But on the inside here, you've got these little individual holes, and you can just pop this forward and resize accordingly if you want to lengthen it or shorten it. And then you never have, like, unlike a normal buckle, you don't have to choose like a same hole every time. Once that hole's set, all you have to do is just snap it, and then it looks like it's perfectly sized for your wrist, and you don't have to worry about like tucking and hiding and anything like that. It's really comfy, and it doesn't have the same kind of dig in that the sport does when you have to like tuck it under, because it's already pre-built that way. I don't know. I am really, really enjoying it. Also, the crazy thing, I didn't realize it. When I first got the leather on this, I'm like, this doesn't feel like leather. This feels kind of, I was like, this feels fake. Because what it actually is two thin layers of leather. And then the inside, like the internals of this band in between like the outer leather and the inner leather, is this crazy space stuff that Apple stole from NASA. Or they're basically like, hey, we have a great idea to make our band more durable. We're going to wrap hardcore plasticine. I forget what exactly the stuff is, but we're going to wrap it in leather. And so it's going to look like a leather band, but it's going to feel like something like the sport band. What is it? Vectrin weave. I don't even know what Vectrin weave is, but it feels amazing on
my wrist. Corinthian leather.
Yes. It's the same. Yeah, it's the same material NASA used to make the landing airbags for the NASA or the Mars rover spacecraft. So I have airbag material on my wrist. Sadly, I don't think that it expands to, you know, save me from falling. Save the watch.